Concours ECRICOM 2014, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 2. Would you rather be born smart or rich? Of course, you'd rather be born smart and rich. But if you had to choose, chances are your answer depends on whether you think the US economy is a meritocracy, that intelligence and ambition are more important to lifelong success than the circumstances of your birth. A recent Brookings paper gives reasons for optimism. Over the long term, it finds, smart kids earn more than rich kids. But sadly, there's a big catch. The Brookings paper looked at the relationship between brains, motivation, and economic mobility among a group of youth the government began tracking in 1979. Here's the summary. If they're bright and driven, poor kids stood a decent chance of becoming upper middle class or better. Of low-income teens who scored in the top third of test takers on the Armed Forces Qualification Test, more than 40% made it to the top two income quintiles by adulthood. Meanwhile, dim-witted children of affluence generally fell down the economic ladder. Among high-income teens who scored low at the AFQT, more than half ended up at the bottom of the income ladder. Brains weren't everything, of course. As the researchers put it, in terms of mobility, it's better to be smart, motivated, and rich than smart, motivated, and poor. And as the authors note, there also seemed to be a glass floor that kept a great many wealthy kids with mediocre skills from sliding into relative poverty. Nonetheless, for the teens and young adults of the late 1970s, the economy seems to have been, in at least some meaningful sense, a meritocracy. The unfortunate truth is that, more often than not, the rich kids are the smart kids. For many years now, the single biggest gap in American education has been between the well-to-do and the poor. Thanks to the resources their families can pour into parenting, wealthy students start out academically ahead the day they walk into kindergarten and stay ahead through their high school graduation day. How huge is the class divide in our classrooms? The Brookings study shows how preschool, middle school, and high school-aged children fare on cognitive exams, such as the AFQT, depending on their family income. The trend is quite clear. Richer kids score higher. By their late teens, 6 out of every 10 children from the wealthiest slice of families place among the top third of test takers. 6 in 10 children from the poorest slice of families place among the bottom third. They are mirror images of wealth and acumen. This is one key reason why the United States has such a dearth of economic mobility overall, even if its economy is nominally meritocratic. There simply aren't very many poor children with the skills to fight their way to the top. And it's why people like former Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke have begun to question the idea that meritocracy is, by its nature, fair. How fair can a system really be, after all, if it's tilted so far in favour of those lucky enough to be born wealthy?